with her. She's the master of Reiki. Our studio numbers are 444-500/1/2/3. Or you can simply SMS to me on 8789. And if you have any questions, any doubts about Reiki, then you can call me. I'm going to start the interview after this song. Reiki Master Kamal Tolia. Yes, Reiki Master Kamal Tolia, RHINHAUSAKIAM, Kenya. She's already in the studio. Good morning, madam. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Abhijit. Thank you very much.
And in fact, we are really happy to have you over here in our studio. And you are here to talk with us about the Reiki process. First of all, I want you to introduce our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I am Kamal Tolia. Okay. As Abhijit was just telling you, I am a Reiki master teacher. I have trained in the USA. I'm a registered healer in the USA.
All right.
And also, I'm a registered practitioner in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I also have with me here Monica Gokuldas,
mm-hmm.
who is also a Reiki teacher.
All right.
And is part of my healing group.
All right, sir.
Okay. I think that's enough introduction, or you want me to tell more?
Okay. There are two questions which are coming in my mind straight away. One is the master word you use.
Yeah.
What exactly it means, the master, Reiki master. And the second thing, what exactly is Reiki? Because, you know, a lot of people are not aware of this term.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Now, Reiki is actually a Japanese word which means universal energy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it is in our Hindu scriptures, it's prana, okay? The prana, the life force that we all have and which is healing.
All right.
Okay, that is Reiki, and it is a kind of a healing method which helps in healing all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are physical, mental, emotional, any kind of problems, whatever your age, you can heal them with Reiki.
Alright.
So that is what Reiki means. Now, the master term.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Reiki is taught in three levels.
Mm-hmm.
Level 1, 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
The third level is said to be the master level, where you have mastered the whole technique of Reiki to the highest standard.
Okay.
Then after that, there is a teacher level whereby you learn how to teach and
how
to pass on the energy to others.
All right. That's great. So Reiki is a process basically, or it's a technique which can heal the people.
Yes, it is a healing energy.
Healing energy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Healing energy, which you are able to access so that you can heal yourself and others.
Okay, you can heal even yourself.
Yes, all right.
Uh-huh.
You should heal yourself. A good healer has to heal himself before he can heal others. Okay?
Oh, that's very important
that you heal yourself.
Oh, that's great. So, my dear listeners, Reiki Master Kamal Tolia is in the studio. Our studio numbers are 444-500/1/2/3. And if you would like to ask any questions to her, you are welcome. And Kamalji, what exactly Reiki do when means like what exactly is the process? Like you are telling, you are transmitting the energy, and through the energy you are healing.
Yes.
So how does it work?
How does it work?
Haan, please, hame batayega.
Now you see, all complementary therapies, which are not the allopathic ones, they believe that the body and mind are one unit. Okay? You can't heal the body without healing the mind. All our diseases, our illnesses, our problems start because something has gone wrong at the mind level. Not that we've gone mad, but it's just that our thinking, our attitudes, our behaviors are not consistent with what we should be. We should be good people. And when we do not have the right emotions in us, then that affects the body, okay? And the body becomes sick.
Right?
When we think positive, we have good, happy thoughts, then positivity fills our whole body and we are not sick in any way.
But when
we are sad, angry, upset, we hate, and we have all the negative emotions, then all the negativity fills our body and we our body can't function properly, so we become sick. Now, when we heal with Reiki, Reiki rebalances all this inside you. Okay, in the mind, in the physical body, it rebalances all your energies inside, which had got imbalanced because of our negative thinking. Okay, so that is how Reiki works. It rebalances all the imbalances in your body,
mm-hmm.
and therefore your body becomes all right.
Okay. That's very simple.
Actually, and that is the true way of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Because taking a medicine, popping a pill into your mouth,
mm-hmm.
it only works on the physical level.
Yeah.
But the actual inside process has not changed.
Mm-hmm.
So you become sick again. Once you stop taking the medicines,
mm-hmm.
the sickness is still there. But if you heal internally as a unit, the mm-hmm. mind and the body,
mm-hmm.
then the healing is more permanent and it is more effective and it is the right way.
All right, okay. All right. Okay, I have a caller on the line. Let me just check it out if still he's there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm just fine. Who's this on the line?
This is Kiran here.
Yes, Kiran, please go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask, do you do Reiki on the dead bodies also?
Reiki on the dead bodies?
Yeah.
No, not really. There's no need to do Reiki on the dead bodies, but we can send Reiki to the soul. The soul
of
the person.
How do you think you are sending it to the soul?
Okay, when you learn the second level of Reiki, you're able to send healing to all souls, whether they are living or dead. When the person is living or dead, we just send healing for the soul's progress. Okay, wherever the soul has to go, we send healing.
How do you confirm that you have sent it?
We don't confirm in the way that you are thinking that we get a feedback from the soul saying that he's received Reiki. We don't get that. But the energy passes through us and we know that it has gone to the right person or the right soul.
That's a fantastic answer. Mm-hmm. Kiranji, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So Kamalji, we'll continue the discussion, the interview with mm-hmm. you. Meanwhile, there is a song for all my listeners.
Yes.
And once again, welcome back. किसी नजर को तेरा इंतजार आज भी है थोड़ा टेक्निकल डिस्टर्बेंस के लिए माफी चाहूंगा लेट्स कंटिन्यू इंटरव्यू विद मिसेस कमल तोलिया मिसेस तोलिया वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट रेकी हियर एंड यू टोल्ड अस दैट यू ट्राई टू हील थ्रू योर एनर्जी द पॉजिटिव एनर्जी इन पर्टिकुलर So how do you transmit, how means it's you think that it's transmitting from your heart or the energy is transmitting from your mind or where exactly you transmit the energy?
Okay, now when we are trained to heal,
yeah.
we are trained to heal with our hands.
With hands.
We put our hands on the person
uh-huh.
and the energy passes through us, through
okay.
the hands into mm-hmm. the person. And it creates the right atmosphere inside and it heals every cell there.
And how long is the process of healing? Like means 1 minute, 2 minutes or like that?
Yes. Now, it depends on the severity of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If the person is very sick in that particular area, then a lot of energy will go and therefore a lot of time will go.
Oh, really?
Okay, but if the problem is a very small one, then it's a very short time. The time can vary anything between a few seconds to even 3-4 minutes. In one place.
Okay.
So we just keep our hands there until all the energy is gone
mm-hmm.
and we feel no more energy passing through our hands and then we move to another part of the body.
And don't you feel drained means because now you have transmitted all your energy.
Okay.
So what about the master himself?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now this is a very, very important question because we don't use any of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you are attuned, you are accessing the universal energy which comes from above.
From
it
above.
Just passes
and who is that above, that multi-power or
it's a universal life force which is everywhere.
Okay.
Which is existing everywhere. Prana is existing everywhere. Like the sun is,
mm-hmm.
the sun's rays are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So in the same way, this life force, which is the healing life force,
mm-hmm.
which comes from God, Paramatma. Whoever you
mm-hmm.
believe in,
okay.
it is there.
Okay.
And we just access it. When you're trained in Reiki, when you are attuned in Reiki,
mm-hmm.
then you get that life force in you. And when you place your hands, if there is a need, the life force goes through. If there is no need, nothing goes through.
Okay.
So we are just a channel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't spend any of our own energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single bit of our energy goes in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's only the energy which comes through us, passes through our hands,
mm-hmm.
and goes to the place where it is required.
Okay. So it means you are working like an antenna over there.
Yes.
You are the reception.
Absolutely.
The energy is coming.
Yeah.
You are receiving the
that's
energy
it.
And you are transmitting
that's
to the radio sets or
absolutely.
TV sets.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Simple like that.
Oh, that's
and
really good.
We are not. We
mm-hmm.
don't get tired. In mm-hmm. fact, we feel energized because energy is passing through us as well.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? So we feel even more relaxed and.
Mm-hmm.
and you know, our problems also are healed. When
okay.
we heal other people's problems, even our problems get healed.
All right.
So it's very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Kamalji. I have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, madam.
I'm Mrs. Ramanathan here.
Yes, madam.
I would like to speak to Ms. Kolani.
Yeah, Mrs. Kamal Tolia is here right in front of me. Please go ahead.
I'd like to ask her a question.
Yes, madam.
Ms. Tolia.
Ji.
I would like to ask you, should the person whom you are energizing be right in front of you, or can you send your energy to the person even if he is not in front of you?
Yes. Now, when you first learn Reiki, in the first level, you have to put your hands on the person, and so the person has to be in front of you. But when you learn the second level of Reiki, you are able to send Reiki to anybody, anywhere in the world, in the whole cosmos. So if the person is in India or Canada or even on the moon or in any other planet, you can send it.
Okay.
Yeah, you are taught that, and you're able to just access the energy and just send it to wherever you need to. It's a thing like a prayer. When you want to pray for somebody, the person doesn't have to be in front of you. You can pray for anybody anywhere in the world, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
So similar to that.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mrs. Ramanathan, and I hope you are enjoying Chalte Chalate.
Yeah, of course. I would like to ask one more question.
Yes, please go ahead.
Is it only for sick people you can send, or even to students who are struggling to remember things?
Yes, I would ask Mrs. Gokuldas to answer this question. Mrs. Monica Gokuldas also is a Reiki teacher. And Monica ji, please answer the question that is it possible to transmit the energy to the students? Because there are a lot of students over there, yeah.
Would say hello to all the listeners first. A very good morning.
Yes, morning.
Yeah. And this question is very apt because even my children are students at the moment. Yes, and Reiki has really, really helped. The level of concentration really increases.
Uh-huh.
And once you know the concentration increases, you are able to learn better.
Okay.
And the level of confidence in the children comes up really high. And Kamal and myself, we've been healing a lot of students. People from Canada, UK, all those mothers, they keep on telling us, now this exam is coming, please send healing to the children.
Uh-huh.
We've been telling and they've been responding very positively.
And they've got the good grades, huh?
Very good grades.
Okay.
There have been students who have become lawyers, doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And the mothers really compliment us and we feel very happy.
And radio presenters, yeah? Okay.
Okay. We can add you on to the list.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Monica ji. Mrs. Ramanathan, thank you very, very much for your call, madam.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It was quite entertaining and also very informative. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, madam.
And we are having a conversation with Mrs. Kamal Tolia, Reiki Master. And Mrs. Tolia, before I go further, I play a song for my listeners. I have a caller on the line. Let me check it out, please. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm just all right, Mr. BK. Please go ahead.
Yes, Madam Tolia. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
I would like to make a few comments, and then maybe you could comment on that.
Sure.
See, if you keep a sound mind in a sound body,
right,
and if you change it vice versa, a sound body has also a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the body has a balance of energy, and it is all in the mind. Mind being the center of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And any negative emotion takes most of the energy to that particular negativity and causes an imbalance in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then certain parts where the deprivation of energy from other parts causes sickness.
Right.
Now, so in other words, we must learn to be cool, in our modern language.
Yeah. Yes, please go ahead. No problem.
And letting go, you see.
Yes, that's it.
And preserving ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
And also from we lose our energy because of our deeds. Or karma.
Of course.
And soul, when the soul is sick, the body is going to become sick, and people don't understand how does the soul become sick.
Mm-hmm.
The soul becomes sick because of your deeds, which causes guilt.
That's right.
And soul becomes sick because when you do anything against the ethics of a society, or yourself, or principles,
That's
when the soul becomes sick.
Yeah, very good.
And you can only get hurt if... Mm. And like Mahatma Gandhi said, you can only get hurt when you let others do, you know, when others hurt you. And you can, you know, also there's another saying, do unto others that you like others to do to you. And if you keep that philosophy of doing just good and being good,
yes, sir,
and not doing any harm to nobody and minding your own business.
That's true, Mr.
I think it is so important.
Yeah.
And of course, choosing the right friends, the right atmosphere around you, because you have a right, that choice is yours. Relatives which are made in heaven are not your choice, but the friends around you, your environment, and the person that you marry, you can also have the right energy towards each other by communicating.
That's very good. May I comment on your comments?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think you've said it very well, very, very well.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to come back to Reiki, because as you said, we have to let go. Mm-hmm. And the letting go, when you get Reiki done on you, it does exactly that. It balances our whole internal environment. Whether it is at your soul, at your mind, at your body level, it balances it out. So we can really learn to let go. You know, every time we are told, eat the right food, drink lots of good water, breathe in correctly, do this, do that. And many of us find that hard to do. And we can't always, you know, follow that. But when you have Reiki, when somebody does Reiki on you, or you learn Reiki and you do on yourself, everything is cleansed from inside. So you're able to follow these regimens properly. So you become a better person all over.
So
you're eating correctly, you're drinking correctly, you're breathing correctly. So everything gets balanced out.
So bottom line is discipline, right?
That's true.
That's true.
And then last but not least.
Yes, Mr. Bashagan.
Yeah, I'm about to finish.
Yes, sir.
You have, in Reiki, I've been told you have energy points. And while they press for energy points, they say a mantra or something, I don't know. And that you can only recharge your batteries. I mean, of course, there are many ways. But one of the best ways of recharging your batteries is meditation.
Kamal Tolia ji, I want the answer on this question after this song, if you don't mind.
And,
thank you.
Thank you very, very much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. BK.
Yes, welcome back. Time is exactly 15 minutes past 10 o'clock. Yes, I'm very, very sorry. Aap kuch thodi shikayat hai mujhse, ha? Bol dein kya yaar, Abhijit, thakele gaane baja raha hai, ha? Theek hai, sir. Main aapki baat ko censor nahi karta hu, ha? Okay, we are having a conversation with Mrs. Kamal Tolia. और अभी हमारे पास 11 बजे तक का समय है, हम आपको बहुत अच्छे गीत भी सुनाएंगे. मिसेस तोलिया, मैंने सुना है कि रेकी का एक कैंप लगने वाला है और शायद ये फ्री है, उसके बारे में कुछ बताएंगे, कब ये कैंप है?
Now, I am the founder member of a healing group which we call the Lotus Healing Group. There are about 20 members.
Ji
they are
haan.
All healers.
Yeah.
And we meet once a week on Thursdays.
Okay.
On these days, we heal the patients in the Aga Khan hospitals, in the Empisha hospital, and the people who live in the ashram on Mutiti Road.
Okay.
We send healing for the war, famine, flood and earthquake affected areas of the earth.
Yeah.
We heal the poor that come to Jalaram temple every day. And we heal people, we heal, you know, any request, somebody calls and says, please send healing for this person, she's got this problem or he's got this problem. We do healing for all of them. And so this is our work, the Lotus Healing Group. Okay, it's a seva group. We don't charge anything for this. We are doing it as a seva to the society.
Oh, that's why the name seva is there. Okay.
Yes, seva.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we heal situations. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a problem between husband and wife or between parents and children or whatever, relationships, we heal everything, whether it's at emotional level, mental level, physical level. So this is just a seva thing we do every Thursday. Now, every year, we have been having a free camp. We heal anybody who can come personally for the whole day. We heal them, not only for that 1 hour, just for the whole day. Anybody can come and would get Reiki healing on that day free of charge.
All right.
Most of us are happy to do that. But this year we decided that, we do this once a year to honor the birthday of our founder of Reiki, who was Mr. Mikao Usui. And his birthday is usually on August 15th, which is our Indian Independence Day. So it is a very good day to do this seva.
Okay.
And this year, we were not here in the country, many of us, at that time. So we could not do it on that day. But we decided that on October 6th, we are going to do a different kind of seva. We're not going to heal people. Instead, we are going to teach the Reiki class
free.
Totally free, so that people can start healing themselves. They don't have to come to us.
Oh, that's great. So it's basically not that Reiki transmission camp, is the camp where you're going to teach the other people that how they can become a Reiki master or Reiki teacher.
Yes. Well, not that level. The first level
first
of Reiki.
Level. Okay.
And where we will give them the power to heal.
Okay.
The way we have the power. And you know, everybody asks me, how do you get this power and what happens? I know that will be a question, so I might as well answer now. Like, I'll give you a simple example. Your Sound Asia, if you want to listen to it, you won't listen. You won't get to hear it if you're on the frequency of 80. You need to go to 88 here in Nairobi. So, you can't get it if you're not in the right frequency. So in the same way, this beautiful universal life force is there, but we can't receive it because our energy centers are not tuned to it.
That's true.
We have to tune them, and we receive this great power.
All right.
You know, in the the previous times, in the old 5,000-6,000 years, everybody could receive this Reiki because we were all pure, we were all tuned in.
Yeah.
But now, over all these life cycles,
we have removed
away. So we tune you all to this energy.
Okay, so one has to be pure, means one has to be purified to become a Reiki.
When you're pure, when you're pure, of course you receive everything.
Yeah.
Like all our masters, Guru Nanak and all our Jesus Christ and Krishna, everybody have that. But what we, because we are so far off from the main, purification state, our energy centers which receive these, these chakras in our body which receive this good energy, they do not, they are out of tune. So we tune it in our way and you start receiving it. Now once you start receiving that Reiki, it starts to purify you, it starts to purify your soul. So you become closer and closer to God, you become even more relaxed and you do better things. You don't fight so much, you don't get so angry, it cleanses you from inside. Are you getting it? It's a cycle.
I'm getting it, Mrs. Tolia. But yeah, there is one question coming to my mind.
Yes.
Okay, somebody who is not very good, and he has evil thoughts and something like that in his mind, and like he wants to heal me.
Yeah.
And how it is possible?
Dhoop to sabke liye hai.
Bilkul.
Jo even if you've got evil thoughts, the dhoop is there for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The rain is there for you.
Bilkul.
Everything is there for you. In the same way, this is there for everybody. Even if you're evil or not, whether you're a papi or you're a punya person, whatever you've done, this is unconditional love from God which is coming for everybody.
Okay.
Now the thing is, we are ready to receive it, you receive it. If you're not ready, you don't receive it.
But don't you think that he's going to transmit some...
No. The thing is, once he receives that Reiki energy, only the good passes through.
Okay, because he's just a mediator there.
Yes, only the good passes through.
Okay.
What we need, even from the person who's got bad thoughts, what we need from him, and that you will understand straight away, that he must want to heal somebody.
Okay.
That intention is there, then wo sab aage sab kuch theek chalta hai. Agar wo intention kharab hai, to you know how it is.
It
you
does.
Can be the best doctor, but if you are having a bad intention, even your medicine fails.
So now, there are two more questions. One, tell me that who can become the Reiki master, like age group or something like that?
Yeah. No, there is no age group.
Mm-hmm.
What actually happens is that Reiki is taught at three levels, yeah?
Hmm.
So once you've done the first level and you practiced enough and you prove to the master that you practiced enough, then you go to the second level.
Okay.
Once you practice enough, and usually Reiki level 1, for a month you're fine. After that you're ready for Reiki level 2.
Okay, within a month you're perfect. Means you are ready to do.
If you practice well, okay, then you do Reiki level 2. And I usually tell people practice for a couple of months before you can reach level 3, because the energy gets more and more powerful.
That's true.
And after you've done Reiki level 3, that is the master level, I do not teach the teacher level at least for a year after that.
Oh.
The person has to have healed quite a few people, known what the problems are, known how to correct the situations, is able to convince me that he's ready to be able to pass on the energy and teach well.
Okay.
Then I teach after a year.
Okay. Like when you are transmitting the energy or you are doing a Reiki session, you should know the problem of the person? or you know automatically, or it is better if you know the problem?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked, because when they tell you their problem, it's fine, we heal that, but we are healing the whole body. Doesn't matter where the problem is. We put our hands on the whole body.
Okay.
Did you know? We do that. And because you may have a constipation, but with that you might have a headache as well.
Yeah.
So we have to heal the head as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we heal the whole body.
Jee.
And sometimes we find that the problem may be constipation, but no healing is going there, but healing is going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So the cause and the root is somewhere else.
That's
so
true.
We have to heal the whole body.
Whole body.
Whatever they come for, we heal the whole body. So if we know the problem, it's fine. Yeah. If we don't know the problem, we are still healing the whole body and it gets healed.
All right.
Whichever way.
And normally, you go back to them and ask them that, are you
feeling better,
or are you
but
healed?
Then, we just have everybody who comes for healing, it is advised that if it's a small thing like flu and malaria and all, then we tell them at least 3 sessions, which they come maybe once, and then after 2 days, another one.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an acute and chronic thing, then they come like once a week or twice a week, and they come for quite long until they feel better. So we get the feedback when they come back to us.
All right.
Okay, we don't have to call them. But you know, a Reiki person who's sending healing, the healing will only go, the energy will go through your hands if it is required.
Mm-hmm.
So when it is not required, we know that the person has got better, even though he doesn't feel.
Yeah.
You know, some people have a habit of saying, I better not tell the doctor too much, I'm well, because then he won't take me seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
But we come to know when the person is really well and when he's not well, when he's seriously telling the truth or not.
Okay,
you know?
That's fantastic.
Okay
now, 2 things, like, is it free of services, free of charge? This service is in Nairobi, or you charge, or what exactly it is?
I am a professional healer, so of course I do charge when people come. They book appointments and they come. But this Seva camp, which is on October 6th, which is next Saturday, is totally, completely free.
Yeah, okay.
I would encourage everybody to come, because it is an energy which everybody needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even if you're well, you think you're well, but do you get angry? Do you get worried? Do you sleep well?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, you know, any negative thoughts? Then you need Reiki. Everybody needs.
Right.
So it is a free thing. We don't want any money.
Hmm.
All those who are planning to come, and we hope it is all the listeners, we are just asking them to register with us.
Mm-hmm.
That is, just give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
With the numbers, I think we can, Abhijit, you can give them.
Yes, yes,
later.
Definitely. Yeah.
And they register with us. It's easier for us if they register. We will not turn away anybody at the door. Whoever wants to come at the last minute is still welcome. But it is easier if they register. And all that they have to do is bring vegetarian food for themselves on that day, and
on
lots of water.
Okay.
Because it is at the SSD Mandir Hall.
Okay.
And we don't want to have any meat or eggs or anything.
No problem. No problem about it.
And one more thing, if I may please say, if they are coming, then many of them have asked us, but you know, we want to give something. We are receiving this gyan, we are receiving all this, we want to give something. So we've said, if you want to give, please don't give us money. It is a totally free seva. We don't want any money, but if you want, you can bring a 2 kilogram packet of jogo maize meal or sugar, which we are going to donate to the poor on that day.
Oh,
the mandir will take it and it will be given to the poor. We do not want any money with us, for us. Okay.
One question which comes to my mind here, Reiki, is it restricted to some particular religion, or is it itself is a sect or religion? Please clarify on it.
Certainly, certainly. It's got nothing to do with any religion or belief or any kind of prayers, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All prayers work well with Reiki. So, with
so Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, koi bhi ho,
koi bhi ho, it doesn't matter. In fact, all of them are from the, all the religions are from the same source.
Yes.
And Reiki is from the same source. Just say, there is one God, there is only one Reiki, one life force, which everybody can access. There is only one sun, there is only one air, there is only one earth. So it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter whether you believe or not. As I keep telling people that I have treated newborn babies. Babies who got some eye infection within a couple of days of being born. The eyes are sticky. I've just put my hands on them. They don't know anything. They don't know who I am.
Yeah.
They don't know what's happening. And within a day, everything is gone. They are fine.
Wow.
So Reiki has no belief, no systems. And Reiki is very smart. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It knows exactly what to do, when and how.
That's fantastic.
Okay?
Before we finish, I just want to check the caller, because she has been trying.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question to ask.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been listening very with Kamal told you.
Yes, sir.
And what I would like to know, what she said about conducting something in Nairobi, when is she likely to come to down to coast?
Whenever you invite me.
Okay.
Okay.
We have to plan for that.
Yes, yes. Mr. Rafi, definitely.
It has to be collectively.
Yes, sir. She will come to coast very soon.
Take my number, sir.
Yeah, I have your number.
Yes, please. I will
keep in touch.
Yes, sir. And in fact, Mr. Rafi, you have not invited me to Mombasa.
No, you are most welcome.
I know.
I can give you my house key. Get in and invite me.
All right, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, sir. Bye.
And that was the interview with Mrs. Kamal Tholiya, and I believe you must have enjoyed the interview. And yes, your calls are not stopping, so let me allow the last one if you are still there.
Hello.
Thank you. और उम्मीद है आपको ये प्रोग्राम पसंद आया होगा, ये इंटरव्यू कमल तोलिया जी के साथ जो था बहुत पसंद आया होगा. और इस शनिवार, अगले शनिवार को यानी कि 6th ऑफ अक्टूबर 2007 को सुबह 9 बजे से लेकर 4 बजे तक एसएसडी टेंपल हॉल में रेकी सेवा का जो वर्कशॉप है वो लगाया जाएगा. एंड इट्स गोइंग टू बी फ्री रेकी वर्कशॉप ओवर देयर. So you are all invited to get the beautiful energy of Reiki by Reiki Master Kamal Tholiya and other teachers. Yes, they include the name Jyoti Patel, Sharifa Khim Ji, Priya Betala, Monica Gokuldas Ji, our respected Monica Ji. She has helped me a lot to organize this interview. And Praful Gantatra. So thank you very much. And we continue chalte chalate till 11 o'clock. Thank you very much, Kamalji.
Thank you. I want to thank Sound Asia for giving us this opportunity. We do hope you take advantage of it, and please do sign up. We'd love to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.